This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
Well, the Patriots were back at it after a day off, day 10 of training camp back in shells here at sunny and warm Gillette Stadium. Evan Lazar, Mike Dussault, Paul Perillo with you. Kind of an interesting day. I thought it was a little bit choppy coming off the day off. I thought the execution was a little sloppy overall. I'll let you guys open it up with first impressions.
Yeah, I thought a little bit more of a, I don't want to say a step back. I think the offense was a little definitely uneven today, and especially the twos. David Andrews was missing from practice, and I think that's the big theme for me right now is just the offensive line and the attrition and how much can you really kill the offense at this point with what they're dealing with up front. But, you know, that said, couple, you know, middle of the field 11 sessions, a red zone, long red zone session. Not a lot of production today from the offense, and not a lot of, like, you know, really well executed passing plays.
Yeah, I figured out why Matthew Judon hasn't been practicing. It's because he wrecks practice when he does practice. So he was out there again today, full tilt after reworking his contract that got announced on Friday night, and I had him down for 3 sacks in maybe like 10 snaps that he was out there, and a lot of them came off the right side. I ran a one T&E stunt, one straight up pass rush on Connor McDermott right around him. So I'm with you on the offensive line. I wanted to be a little bit positive out of the gate and just say the red sleeves are back and they look good. And it's amazing how he just stepped right in and it was like he never left for the defense. And I think that's what you wanted to see, was this defense whole, what it was going to look like and how the pieces were going to fit together. And we got a little bit of that today.
Yeah, I would agree with you too on the offensive line. You know, with, you know, Strange and now Andrews out, and we haven't seen Onwenu yet, so the whole three start, you know, projected starters on the inside are out. But to Evan's point, it was the edges that, you know, it seemed to be the issue with Judon. But I thought that really kind of took away Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe. I don't think either one of them had a lot of really good opportunities to sit back, get on the back foot in the pocket, and let one rip. They did a few, and there was some good balls occasionally, but they were few and far between. I did think the defense had a strong day. I thought Gonzalez was much more active today than what we've seen. I thought the last couple of days, and I was kind of worried, like, is he kind of slipping down? You know, I know it's early, but sometimes you get in camp and it's tough. It's a grind, but he was really around the ball today.
Yeah, first interception.
The interception was like a ridiculous athletic play. Yeah. I mean, now you can look at that two ways. Great play by Gonzalez, no matter how you look at it. But the other one, and this is something I've been noticing a lot more of, just receivers in the same spot.
Yeah,
I see it more and more. I saw it several times today, and one of our guys, Tyquan Thornton, seems to be involved with a lot of those times.
Yeah, I think another – just point out athletic play. Mike Gesicki, nice one-handed catch along the sidelines. Jabril Peppers was funny after practice saying, hey, we got to go to the tape. We'll see if he came down with it. But a real nice athletic play from Gesicki, who I thought had a couple – you know, starting to maybe – I don't want to say overstate it.
It's probably his best practice.
Started to stand out a little bit and, you know, starting to show some of that, you know, just kind of unique – body type athleticism that he has. So I think that's, you know, a good sign that he's starting to show a little bit too.
Yeah, on the interception for Gonzalez, it was Kayshon Booty and DeMario Douglas in the same area, two rookie receivers. You think maybe there was a little bit of a miscommunication or they ended up too close to each other, like Paul was saying. It looked like it was a post wheel and you just would have liked to see Douglas clear it out a little bit more, you know, angle that up the field and get out of the picture a little bit faster than he did. But I think what's interesting about Gonzalez is that we've seen him make some more plays on the ball, whereas last week it felt like he just was a little bit of a tick slow at the anticipation when the ball was coming his direction and he was around the area. It wasn't like he was getting burned, but he wasn't making plays on the football. Today he started making some plays on the ball. But one positive I did think from the offense, that 40-yard pass from Mac Jones to Devontae Parker was the highlight of the day.
Nice high point again by your boy. That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but I thought it was progress because, you know, last week we saw Mac Jones – Devontae Parker split two safeties, a corner and a safety, excuse me, on a deep post, and Mac tried to lead him into the back of the end zone, and Parker's just not fast enough to catch up to the football. So this time he just put it on a silver platter for him over Jack Jones and allowed Devontae Parker to go up and climb the ladder and pluck the ball out of the air. That's how he's going to win. He had Jack Jones on his back, throwing him or leading him into the end zone. That causes him to have to catch up to the football instead of just high pointing it and doing what he does best. So I like that little bit of progress with the chemistry that he's now throwing it to a spot for Devontae Parker versus trying to lead him into the end zone.
Yeah, I would agree. That was clearly the play of the day. And it was kind of like a 2-minute drill. And I think it was one of those, you know, sort of desperation kind of plays. But yeah, the execution was really good.
Yeah, you know, looked like there was like 13 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah,
Mac had just spiked it to stop the clock. Maybe they were down four. Yeah, maybe that was the situation. Yeah,
I think you're right, and I think it may not have had to be in the end zone. That's like a lot of times those plays, like, well, you know, they just kind of throw it up there, and one day they're supposed to catch it, one day the defense is supposed to knock it down. But this play, I thought, actually was pretty close to normal, like a real play.
Yeah.
You know, again, depending on which side you're yeah, hoping looks good, it's a good play for the offense, not such a good play for Jack Jones. But yeah, it was definitely the play of the day. Mike, you don't have to raise your hand, Mike. You can just speak openly.
Can I
here.
Speak? No, I just I wanted to make sure we mentioned Jonathan Jones was missing from practice.
Yeah,
too,
so Ty Montgomery, yeah, Matthew Slater, Jonathan Jones, David Andrews, Cole Strange were the five that were not seen. Interesting, with Jones and Slater did not dress for the in-stadium practice Friday night. You wonder if Bill's just sort of given those guys an extended veteran kind of rest. I don't know, or I'm not aware of anything that Jonathan Jones or Slater is dealing with. But, you know, we'll keep an eye older on it guys. The next 2 days. Those
kind of a theme. Older guys getting a little right, extra rest, yeah, here and there.
We're getting into the real dreads of training camp now. I don't like that other phrase, so I'm trying to think of a different phrase.
The dog days?
Yeah,
you don't like dog days?
You love dogs.
Yeah, that's why I don't like dog days. That's dog.
Because it makes you happy.
The frisbee, yeah, dogs.
No, it just, I don't know. I feel like it has a negative connotation. All right,
one other thing that I noticed, and I don't have anything. Well, two things, I should say. The defense at one point, I think, was guilty of maybe not being on the same page substitution-wise. Yeah. Bill sent the entire defense for a lap. So that was, you know, sort of noteworthy. But the other thing, and I don't have any idea what it means or what they were talking about, but Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien spent,
I saw that, after
about
practice.
10 minutes after practice, maybe more, just the two of them talking at length. So I don't know. Maybe he's like, you know, you call that an offense?
I do think.
And then he goes, what do you mean? That's how the conversation goes.
I'm not trying. We have no idea what was said.
No. So don't, no, this no, is. That's why I said I have absolutely no idea.
I'm
what
not
it
trying
means.
To speculate, but you mentioned at the beginning that there was a little bit more of receivers on top of each other and spacing issues today and timing issues today. And you do wonder if he said to. They were talking about, hey, let's not let these bad habits become regular habits, right? Like, we saw a little bit, yep, of this today. We're really on a good upward trajectory last week. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday looked like strong practices, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I should say. Let's not let this creep in where all of a sudden we're letting this stuff go because we got a couple good days of practice.
Mike, anything else?
No, I'm good. I think I just clocked that Marcus Jones was out there, you know, getting reps again on the outside, kind of for Jonathan Jones. So this is kind of a rotation that they're doing. No Jack Jones really out there. So between him, Miles Bryant, they're kind of just experimenting with those two guys. But hopefully Jonathan Jones is back soon. I think he's an important piece.
We're down to two more training camp podcasts that we have. Monday, Tuesday, the final 2 days that the public will be allowed into practice. So it's like basically 2 weeks, and that's all she wrote. So we will be back tomorrow with day 11.